Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Cash reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. Northrup goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Steve Keeley now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman bunts towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Northrup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spezio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spezio moves to third. Tony Muser pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spezio scores. Alvarado moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Fred Sherman now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for J. John Stone. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvarado tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Muser moves to third. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Cy Acosta now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Seelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelbach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Cy Acosta. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-4 in the game. Frien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 4 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 4 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.